the very end of the Haftorah, the special Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol. So it's very special, not only because it's the end of a beautiful, inspiring Haftorah, but it's really the end of Nevi'im. It's the last Nevuah that's given to us. It's the last Nevuah given to Malachi. It's the last Nevuah that has to last us until Mashiach comes, until Nevuah comes back to us again. So for well over 2,000 years, Nevuah has been on hold. These are the last words out of the last Navi, Malachi. And the last couple of psukim begin with the phrase, Zichru Teres Mesha Avdi. It's almost like a charge, Lederis, for all generations, to remember the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher Tzivisi Asol, Chuk Mishpatim. Basically, the Navi says, listen, Klai Yisrael, Nevuah is going on hold now for a couple of thousand years. There's only one thing you have to remember. Remember the Chuk Mishpatim. Remember the Mitzvah Torah. Remember what we're all about. Remember Torah Mitzvahs. But in referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Navi uses a strange phrase, Zichru Teres Mesha Avdi. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as an Eved Hashem. And it's fascinating because the very first Nevuah that's given, post Matan Torah, post Moshe Rabbeinu, post Chumash Torah, what's the opening Nevuah that's given to Yoshua ben Nun? What are the first words that Hashem says to the first Navi post Matan Torah? Moshe Avdi Meis. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as an Eved also. So somehow, the whole Parshas and Nevuah, all of Nevuah, which spanned generations from almost 1,000 years, from the days of Yeshua ben Nun to the last Navi Malachi, that whole period of time, somehow, it's like bookends, like it starts off with Moshe Avdi, and it concludes with Moshe Avdi. And it's also not surprising, because the Torah itself concludes with Moshe being an Eved Hashem. The Yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, that's the hesped that the Torah gives for Moshe Rabbeinu, is an Eved Hashem. So what exactly does that mean, to be an Eved Hashem? So there's another term, another word that's used to describe Moshe Rabbeinu also. He's not only known as an Eved, he's also referred to as an Ish as well. And Ish Elokim. And Rashi actually quotes the passage, Yisrael, Vayishalu Ish L'Rael L'Shalom, when Moshe and Yisrael meet. So it says, one man gave Shalom to the other. So Rashi quotes, who is the Ish? Who is that Ish? The Ish could either have been Moshe, or could have been Yisrael. Who's the Ish? So Rashi says it must be Moshe. Why? Moshe is the Ish. He's the ultimate Ish. He's the Ish Elokim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Eved, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ish. And if you think about it, they're really stira. They're really a contradiction, because they're very, very different images. Eved is the lowest of the low. Eved is someone who's humble, has nothing. Ish is a Lashon Chashivus. Rashi quotes that whenever it says Ish, Ish means a significance, like Lenomi, mode of the Isha. Rashi quotes Ish Nomi, Ish means a Lashon Bailus, a Lashon of hierarchy. Ish is a Lashon of Sarara, of someone in a high position. So who is Moshe Rabbeinu? Is Moshe Rabbeinu an Eved? Is he an Ish? How can the two live hand in hand? There's actually another individual who's also known to us as an Eved Ish synonymously, and that is Eliezer Eved Avram. If you look throughout Parshas Chayisara, we would not even know what his name was. If not for the fact that the Torah identifies him by name back in Parshas Lechah, we have no clue who this person is. The Torah goes back and forth. He's an Eved, he's an Ish, he's an Ish, he's an Eved. How can he be both? How can he be an Ish and an Eved at the same time? I think there's a tremendous message here, and this is perhaps the message that the Navi Malachi is, in a sense, signing off with and saying to us. If you want to know how to be koine Torah mitzvahs, if you want to know how to become an Ish Elokim, if you want to know how to become great, the way to become great is to be an Eved. The greatness of Avedis Hashem is to be mevatel yourself to Rebbeinu Shem, mevatel yourself to Terasa, Yisrael. To be like Moshe Rabbeinu, whose entire essence, entire being was just lasos utzon, koinai. To be like Eliezer Eved Avram, who all he wanted to do was Eved Avram Anoichi. My job is to do the ratzon of my Adam. And when a person is truly mevatel themselves as an Eved, then they taka become an Ish. And perhaps that's the message rings loud and clear to Leil HaSeder, particularly mitzvah matzah. We mentioned before matzah is the mitzvah lechem oini. So matzah is a sign of total humbling at the time. It's a sign of total dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the bare bone minimum. There's nothing fancy. There's no ashiris to it. There's no human intervention. It's flour and water thrown into an oven, the bare bone minimum of human existence. It's a lechem oini. And yet, it's a lechem of malchus also, because it's a lechem of cheirus. The same matzah that's a demonstration of being mevati yourself to Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the same matzah of celebration of a yefes abotzek shatzid mitzrayim. It's matzah of cheirus, a lechem of cheirus at the same time. How can it be oini and cheirus? The person who's mevata himself to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the person who treats himself as an evet Hashem, he becomes a ben chayr, he becomes a real true ish. So as we hear these psukim, or we read the psukim of to ourselves, the Shabbos, and we read the last words, the final words of tribute to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the charge that's given by the Menachem Malachi for generations to come, if you want to be matzliach in Torah mitzvahs, you have to be an evet. If you're an evet, then hopefully you become an ish. Okay, so by the way, I wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Make sure we'll be back on Sunday to finish off the second part of our Lomdish Sugya in terms of Kavanah Matzah. And then we'll play it by ear into Monday. I'm not sure yet, depending on where the Shul will continue into Monday. It's a question of a lot of things going on. We have a lot of pre-Pesach works that take place in the Sablovsky home, and I'm sure in other homes throughout the Jewish community as well. So we'll play it by ear. But at least Mitzvah Shem Sunday will be on, and then afterwards, on Chol HaMoed, we're going to try to keep some kind of a formal voluntary learning, Seder and Shira as well. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful one for Shabbos. Take care of yourselves. We'll be well.